Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Well, with the Oklahoma FFA convention coming up in the next couple of weeks, we had the opportunity to talk to Tanner Taylor. The former Adair FFA student was elected Oklahoma FFA president last spring as the country was in the middle of a pandemic lockdown.
You know, I remember I was in the pasture feeding some cows and got a call from Drew Hardaway, who was president of our team. And he had said, you know, Tanner, convention is canceled. But I remember grabbing that phone and seeing his name, and I just knew in that moment that it was over. And so we really worked to figure out, what do we do from here? No state officer has ever worked from a virtual distance. And so it was a big learning curve for us, and we came to realize what was really special about the job we do, which was connecting with FFA members. And I think a lot of people see that, you know, we missed the highlight of state convention, and we missed the fact that we didn't get to be up there on stage and talk on the microphone like everybody dreams of doing. But I think we came to realize that that's really not what we're doing. And we were here, and we were able to connect with those FFA members. And Zoom became our best friend, whether we liked it or not. And so it was an experience, I'll put it that way. And I've joked that it's taken me 2 years to complete the state officer experience. That's how bad I was, I guess. But we are to the point now where I've understood that, yes, I missed a lot, but I've learned so much through it too. So I'm, in a sense, I guess you could say, thankful for what happened almost.
Taylor said one of the challenges that he's had this year was running for state office virtually.
Let me tell you, there is something different about giving a speech to a camera than to an entirely full room. It was a big learning curve, just like everything else was. But we came to understand again, you know, that we still had the message and the job to do. And so we were able to record those virtually. I went through 3 rounds of voting for state president. So it was a brutal process, but we made it through.
With the convention changing venues from the old Cox Convention Center to the Chesapeake Energy Arena and the Oklahoma City Convention Center, Taylor said it's been challenging planning the event.
State convention has been a beast to tackle this year, and I know that the state staff has been working very hard. We're in a new venue, being at the Chesapeake. And one thing that we've really focused on as an officer team this year is, how do we bring the energy? Because, you know, I would say that state convention is always anticipated, but I would say it's probably twice as anticipated this year because we've missed it for an entire year. And so we've worked as an officer team. How do we make our parts when we're speaking, the events we're bringing, the speakers, how do we make that the highest energy that we can to make up for what we missed last year? And I think we've really accomplished that. I think there's going to be some very unique aspects of things. And, you know, I've talked about a lot that maybe FFA members, you know, were complaining because their feet hurt or they were tired after they went to convention. I don't think we're going to see any of that this year. I think it's just going to be pure gratitude that we are in person.
The 95th Oklahoma FFA Convention and Expo is coming up April the 27th and the 28th. You can learn more by going to okffa.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Horn flies are a major threat to cattle, causing stress, weight loss, and disease. Get protected with Altacid IGR, now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This feed-through works to prevent the emergence of adult flies in manure of treated cattle. And unlike ear tags and sprays that require the effort of handling cattle, Altacid IGR spreads as your animals graze. Ask for Altacid IGR by name in your feed or mineral supplement, or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn more about protecting your profits with the best value on pasture.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.